AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Even though the CDC is loosening guidelines for wearing a mask, the message remains, be careful. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
Is the pandemic over?
I am cautiously optimistic that we are seeing this great endpoint in sight.
But CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky tells NBC's Today the nation still needs to be humble and safe.
Really what we've done is we've empowered the American people to make their own decisions about their own health.
In some cases, that'll mean fully vaccinated people should keep masks on, particularly around younger Americans who cannot be vaccinated yet.
Parents and perhaps even teachers may want to continue wearing masks to model behavior for them.
Walensky says the CDC will work on revising guidance for things like schools and travel. Sagar Magani, Washington.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says people mostly in the South will soon see no lines to buy gas.
With the announcement yesterday that service has been restored to all markets they serve by the Colonial Pipeline, we know that supply is returning and that the end is in sight.
But the tracking service GasBuddy.com says 88% of gas stations were out of fuel in Washington, D.C., 45% in Virginia, and 39% of Maryland stations were dry. Liz Cheney's replacement as the number three Republican in the House is New York's Elise Stefanik.
I have prioritized listening to all members of our Republican conference, and my focus is on unity because that's what the American people and that's what our voters deserve.
Cheney was replaced over her criticism of former President Donald Trump. Authorities say a Tesla involved in a fatal crash on a Southern California freeway last week was operating on autopilot at the time. The city attorney says Columbus, Ohio will pay a $10 million settlement for the family of Andre Hill, a black man shot and killed by a white police officer in December as he emerged from a garage holding a cell phone. This is AP News. India's prime minister is warning about the spread of the coronavirus in rural areas.
Narendra Modi is calling for extra precautions as the country's devastating coronavirus outbreak spreads fast to rural areas where nearly two-thirds of the country's nearly 1.4 billion people live. The prime minister has urged people living in the rural areas, village councils and state governments to come together to meet the challenge ahead. Modi says the Army, Navy and the Air Force have joined the fight against the pandemic. Meanwhile, India's health ministry reports over 340,000 new cases in the past 24-hour period, a slight decline from the day before. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Delta Airlines will require new employees to be vaccinated against the coronavirus starting Monday. The airline won't impose the same requirement on current employees. A spokesman says more than 60% are vaccinated. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.